The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. The city of Chicago is digging into wastewater sewage to look for virus outbreaks.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. You know what they found in there? The Bears offense. Wastewater sewage. Bears.
Yeah, I got a feeling that this is going to be our new Uranus opening. This is going to replace Uranus.
You know, well, at least you'll be able to be cooperative to it.
Offensive Bears offense jokes.
Woo! Yeah. And always with a certain smell to them, I believe. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Rockets may stand pat, college basketball seems shaky, and Ohio State is a big, big favorite over Indiana. But we begin today with the NBA draft that will take place tonight when the NBA season is usually ongoing. There's no consensus who is going at the top of the draft or in what order. Wilbon, who would you be willing to gamble on?
James Wiseman. And we're looking at him right now. I'd be willing to gamble on him. And I, Tony, there's some word out there that a team may gamble and trade up. Or Golden State, you could say, in the number two spot after Minnesota picks one, that if James Wiseman is not selected one and he's still there at two, that Golden State could trade down with, you don't want to hear this, but the Chicago Bulls, who are at four. And they would trade for Wendell Carter. And that way, Tony, not only does Golden State get a front court guy that can do the dirty work, defensive stuff, Wendell Carter, a couple of years removed from Duke, but then at number four, they can still pick up a player they want or trade down further or trade out of it and get a veteran player. Golden State wants to go for it now. They want guys who can help now. Maybe Wiseman, who's 19 years old, don't really think he can help them now. That's what not what the NBA does. So Wiseman is so talented, the seven-footer out of Memphis, who can do a lot of things. But Tony is 19. He's not going to help anybody in the spring or summer for a while now, so maybe he's the guy you gamble and take.
So I can't fathom the draft at all. I haven't seen any of the players. Once they cancel the NCAA tournament, which is where I go to look for who's good and who's bubbling up in pressure situations, I didn't see anybody. I have heard of Wiseman, and I know that Wiseman hardly played at all. He was suspended for 7 games on ineligibility, and then he left. He left the program entirely, and so he played a total of 3 games. I will tell you this, and I'm glad you talked about a trade. Whatever pick I had, 1 through 10,000, I'd try to trade that pick tonight and get somebody who's already in the league that I like a little bit. I would eagerly trade the number one overall pick because I don't think there's a real book on these players yet.
Tony, there are books on them. The books may not be, they may not be all that accurate. 2 years ago, you would have said, because you hadn't seen them, Luka Doncic, I don't want him. It's 2 years ago. I know what you said 2 years ago because it's like these guys now. There's an Israeli kid who's 6'8 or 6'9 who could be sitting there 4, 5, or 6. We don't know because, no, you haven't seen him. There's a book. People who get paid to do even those for this network,
I mean, we're
they
doing
know what
this
the book
show.
Is. You know?
No, I get this. But we're doing this show, and I haven't seen anybody because there was no college basketball. I mean, the Georgia kid is so highly rated, thinks of himself as a football player.
Yeah.
I just, to me, it is so chancy right now. It's as chancy as it was with high school kids, and I don't mean LeBron. I mean all those other high school kids that came out. I took some notes. If the top 10 picks, they don't have a single kid from Duke or Kentucky or Kansas, and those are schools that I watch, I am unable to gamble on any of these kids.
Well,
thankfully,
people are paying attention to the draft, well, aren't waiting for just kids from Duke and Kansas. Because again, Tony, let's see. There's a kid named Doncic who may be in the on-deck circle for MVP and leading a team higher up into the playoffs than he did last year. I'm just saying. There's a guy named, Kawhi Leonard. Did Kawhi Leonard go to any of those schools? Oh, I don't think he's been on two championship teams.
No, but he didn't go in the top 2 or 3 either. I mean, he went further down the track. To me, as a draft, it's like the NFL draft once the quarterbacks are gone. I just don't know the players. Okay. That's all.
Okay. Well, some of us are going to pay a little closer attention tonight than you probably will.
No, I'm going to pay attention. I just don't know the players.
I figure you're going to watch some obscure movie that you're going to download. No? That's not going to be you tonight?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm going to watch a draft. I'm not going to watch Will and Grace like you are.
That's only instead of some bad Thursday night games. A good Thursday night game this week. While trade rumors swirl about Russell Westbrook and James Harden, the Rockets reportedly feel no pressure to deal either one. ESPN's Tim McMahon reports that Houston is, quote, willing to get uncomfortable, close quote, and keep both players on the roster as training camp opens and the season begins. Tone, could you see the Rockets keeping, despite all this swirl, Westbrook and Harden?
Sure. Of course I could. I've got James Harden under contract for 2 more years. He doesn't set the market. If I'm the Rockets, he's not setting the market for me. I've got to make sure that I get something back. If I'm Houston, I'm trying to drive up the price, not drive down the price like I'm having a distressed furniture sale. I'm not going to do that. I mean, if he wants to go to Brooklyn, good for him. He's not ruling this deal. I don't have to send him to Brooklyn. I can send him somewhere else. And if he doesn't want to play and not make any money at all after turning down an extra $103 million, fine. That's his prerogative there. So, yes, I can see that happening. I would not take a bowl of porridge for him. And people talk about LeVert and Dinwiddie. Mike, all these trades for a superstar, when you get 3 or 4 people, it never works out for the team getting the 3 or 4 people. It does not.
Rarely. Rarely, Tony. But what's interesting to me about this, I'm not about to debate that with you. You covered the league for a long time. We know that's right. But, Tony, it seems to me that Tilman Fertitta, the owner of the Rockets, he seems to have a little Jerry Jones in him, as if he knows more than everybody else in the world, and he's bought a mm-hmm. franchise that's been really good, right? A guy who is gone now, who he could have run out for all I know, Daryl Morey, kept that franchise right there, a threat to win, even though they didn't win. But, Tony, this owner feels like he's going to say, I got all the leverage. Let me just say this, Tony, because you mentioned all these superstars who get traded. You know why superstars get traded in the NBA more than any other sport?
They ask to be traded. Because
they got the leverage. Because they have the leverage. Superstar players making $40 to $50 million, they have leverage. And they can talk their way and force their way out. And that is what's going to happen in Houston. Mark it down.
They have the leverage, but they may not have it at the time they think they have it. As time goes on and you can't get anything for somebody, they get more and more leverage. But I don't think Harden and Westbrook have it. Now, I heard that Westbrook, that there's talks with the Washington Wizards that they would trade Westbrook for John Wall. If that's
true,
the Wizards should run to the table, sign it immediately, and say, get out of here. Here's Wall. Because Wall hasn't played all last year. When he played the year before that, he wasn't very good. He's hurt a lot. And Westbrook's a beast. Westbrook plays all the games all the time.
So I take it you're endorsing
in a heartbeat.
You're endorsing that deal to get Westbrook so you can actually, you might leave the attic. If Westbrook is 6 miles away from you, which is all the arena is, you might actually leave the attic and go to a game.
He's a great player. Let's talk about May Madness, Will Bonin. You heard right. I didn't say March Madness, I said May Madness. This is what Rick Pitino suggests. Delay the start of the college basketball season for a while and finish it in May when there is the possibility of a vaccine. Wilbon, would you be on board with May Madness?
Absolutely, yes. And Tony, I'd be on board with it if that made sense. I'm on board with whatever makes sense, usually, in these particular situations. Whatever the world's condition dictates and the world's condition and science's response to the world's condition. What are we going to have if we push the season back a couple of months? Will there be a vaccine? How much closer? What about treatment? How much better is it going to be in the later parts of the spring than in the winter? I would endorse it. I'd be in favor of it, Tony, because if it's in March and you, I don't know if you'd be able to have fans or not. I guess some states would allow that, other states would not. But in the state of Indiana, where they do have fans, you certainly have enough venues, you'd have the interest, and maybe the world would be in a better position to hold that tournament.
Yeah, let's just look at the landscape for a second. Basketball and hockey finished in October. never finish in October. Baseball finished at the right time, but they started in August. The Masters was just played in November. Everything is upside down. The NFL is going pretty well, but college football is not going pretty well because these are college kids. You cannot bubbleize them. They're on a campus, and the spikes in campuses all around the country are huge, those spikes. So, yes, delay the college basketball season. It's going to come down to money. If the networks who broadcast the college basketball tournament, and they have to have that because they took a bath on the last one. They got about a quarter of the money that was due them. If the networks are willing to broadcast it in May, that's your guarantee. Just do it, right? I don't even see why you... I'm Rick Pitino's right, isn't he?
Look, there's enough news. I'm hesitant to call it good news, even though I feel it's good news, about vaccines, plural, and about treatments, plural. There's enough good news out there to at least wonder, seriously, if we can buy some extra time, maybe we are then at an advantage staging this jewel of an event, this tournament in May rather than March. Yes, I'd be in favor of it.
I'll go back to the first story on the draft. One of the reasons people like me who are sports fans but aren't as intense about it as you don't know about the draft is because the NCAA tournament wasn't on. You got to have that. Yeah. Let's take a break. Still to come, is Ohio State too big a favorite over Indiana?
And could Notre Dame's Ian Book sneak in and win the Heisman?
They'd have to vault a bunch of people.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Time to get down and wordy. Let's get the first one from the producer over the loudspeaker.
It's blank that Ohio State is favored by 20.5 points over Indiana.
It's on the number, and I know that feels counterintuitive because Indiana has not beaten Ohio State since 1988. And I know Indiana's got Michigan, they got Penn State and Michigan State, but they haven't beaten them since 1988. Last year, they beat them by 41 points. But if you go back in the history of all of those games, Mike, Ohio State is winning by an average of 20.8 points. So 20.5 is on the number. And I will say this, and I'm rooting for Indiana, but if they beat Ohio State, there'll be an investigation into their recruiting because they're not supposed to beat Ohio State.
Tony, you know how desperately I am rooting for Indiana to win this game.
I know.
Because I want Indiana to be the East Big Ten representative in playing the West, which really could come out of the Northwestern-Wisconsin game on Saturday as well. Tony, my word is reflexive. I mean, you can't even imagine it. I cannot imagine. Look, if the game was in Bloomington, I'd give Indiana a puncher's chance here. And I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch with fascination. But, man, it's just hard for me. I've been watching Big Ten football for 50 years. Indiana beating Ohio State? No, the other way around.
Yeah.
Picking Ohio State, that's reflexive.
In Bloomington, they beat him by 41 last year. Next.
Yeah. Ian Book is a blank Heisman candidate.
He's a stealth candidate at this point. Look, he's a very good college quarterback. He's a very good game manager. He's got the win over Clemson. But on top of him are Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields and Mac Jones of Alabama. So if you give it to Ian Book, it's sort of a default position. It means probably Alabama and Ohio State would lose. And when Trevor Lawrence got back, he wasn't that good that, you know, maybe it's the COVID or something like that. Do you know the last Notre Dame quarterback to win? Because it's not Theismann, it's not Montana, and it's not Brady Quinn. It's not Ron Paulus who's going to win four. It's John Ewart. And John Ewart
1960,
won it in 1964.
64, the year after Staubach.
56 years ago.
Yeah. That's amazing. Tony, you stole my word. That's the word I wanted, stealth. But I came up with something else. He's the backup candidate, Tony. He's the backup. You know who he's backing up? Justin Fields right now. Because Justin Fields is ahead of the field. Because when you have the same number of incompletions as you do touchdowns thrown, that is insane. Nobody's ever done that who's thrown for volume of passes like Justin Fields has. He's got to be behind him. I don't even care about the others. He's behind Fields. He's a backup, Tony.
Let's take one last break. When we come back, Cody Bellinger pays a more serious price than we thought for this postseason celebration.
And Kyler Murray says he still thinks about baseball. Should he give it a go?
If you can work that out, you know, I mean, not many people can do that. Bo Jackson.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 45th birthday, David Ortiz. Big Poppy. Really, that's all you have to say. It encapsulates him in every way. Big Poppy, the father figure and protector of the legacy of the Red Sox. He's a three-time World Series champion. Before him, there were no World Series champions in Boston for 86 years. He's 17th all-time in home runs with 541, 22nd all-time in RBI with 1,768. If you made a list of the greatest everyday Red Sox players of all time, and there's Rice and Fisk and Lynn and Yaz and Manny and Noma and Pedroia and others, the two who would go to the top of the list are Ted Williams 1 and Big Poppy 2. It's not the numbers with Poppy, it's the emotion, it's the palpable attitude and leadership. Poppy was originally signed by the Mariners in 1992 and traded as a player to be named later to the Twins in 1996 for someone named Dave Hollins. The Twins released Poppy after the 2002 season, and Theo Epstein signed him. How'd that work out?
Released. Released a guy who's going to the Hall of Fame. Released. It's hard, Tony, first when I heard you saying that maybe he would be at the top of that list of everyday players at Ted Williams, my first thought is, this is insane. My second thought after thinking is, yeah. Maybe so. And leadership, Tom. The analytics people, they don't want to hear leadership because they can't number that. But you're right.
Happy anniversary, Steph Curry and Blake Griffin. On this day 12 years ago, Curry's Davidson faced off against Griffin's Oklahoma in a contest between Player of the Year candidates. Griffin had 25 points and 21 rebounds, a prodigious total, and the Sooners squeaked away by 4 points. But Curry wowed people with 44 points. It is important to remember we're talking about a powerhouse team in Oklahoma and a small D1 team in Davidson with actual students. But this particular Davidson team had just come out of a Cinderella run in the NCAAs that spring. They entered as a 10 seed, then beat Gonzaga a 7, Georgetown a 2, and Wisconsin a 3, before giving eventual champion Kansas a scare in the round of 8. That was the launching pad for Curry. Griffin was a tremendous athlete, a stunning jumper, and he went number 1 in the draft to the Clippers. Curry went number 7 to the Warriors in the same draft. Griffin has had a good career, made some charming commercials, and dunked over a car. But Curry is an all-timer.
He is, Tony. There's no question about that. Look, Blake Griffin is the subject today. We started the show this way of all kind of trade rumors, including a juicy one that would land him in Golden State to team up now at this point of their lives with Steph Curry. You wouldn't mind seeing that, would you?
I'd love to see him. I think he's a wonderful athlete. I do. Happy trails to Cody Bellinger for 10 weeks. The Dodgers MVP outfielder underwent surgery to repair a right shoulder separation and will be rehabbing for 10 weeks. He's expected to be ready for spring training. You'll recall that Bellinger separated his shoulder, celebrating a home run he hit in Game 7 of the NLCS. He did that jump in the air and bash forearms move with Kike Hernandez, and Bellinger got the worst of it. He had to get his shoulder popped back into place so he could finish the game. He did not miss any time in the World Series where, by the way, he did a toe tap, not a forearm bash, when he celebrated. Bellinger's a sturdy player. He played 162 games in 2018, 156 in 2019. On a personal note, I like Bellinger. When he's at the top step of the dugout with his hat off and his bandana on, that squinty look reminds me of Jeff Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Goodness. Tony, with the swing and the arrogance and the energy, he reminds me of Will Clark. And I guess Bellinger probably is a better player. Will Clark was on some terrific, terrific teams in San Francisco. But you get any of that? You see it all, why he reminds me in some ways of Will Clark?
I do. And I really like watching him play. Him and Mookie out there. It's just
fun
great.
To watch. One mission. Great to watch.
Baseball suspended Mets second baseman Robinson Cano 162 games after testing positive for steroids for the second time. Cano was suspended 80 games in 2018 for the same thing when he was with the Mariners. The 38-year-old 8-time All-Star just had a good season at the plate for the Mets, batting .316 with 10 home runs. But he'll have to forfeit his $24 million salary, though he's still under contract for 2 more seasons at that same number.
You have to wonder now if he has any future left in Major League Baseball. How much of one if he does?
Well, maybe not with the Mets because they cleaned house in
Somebody.
The front office. Let's go to the big finish. Cardinals defensive tackle Corey Peters is out for the season. Is that significant?
Absolutely. The guy's an Iron Man. Started every game for 5 years. And Chandler Jones is already out for the season. Big blow. The Panthers ruled out Christian McCaffrey against the Lions. He's out again. That's a big loss, is it not?
He's a great player. He's only played 3 games. He's got 6 touchdowns in 3 games. That's a big loss. Kyler Murray told Tiki and Tierney that he misses baseball. Do you think he'll ever play?
Tony, the better he gets, if he becomes an MVP and a guy who gets a team to a conference championship, the better he gets his quarterback? No. Saturday's game between Wake and Duke off due to COVID. One of at least 14 games canceled or postponed this weekend. Your thoughts?
The college football season has as many holes right now as Swiss cheese. They're going to have to consider moving the playoffs back. They have to. It'll be too uneven. Last one, you went 2-for-2 last night. 3 games in the MAC tonight. Give us one more winner.
I'm going to give you Northern Illinois, Toledo, and Central Michigan. I'm giving you 3 for the price of 1.
Good for you. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here is SportsCenter.